Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome in now, Ben McDonald, former LSU pitcher, ESPN and SEC Network baseball analyst, also a color analyst for the Baltimore Orioles radio. Ben, thanks for the time, and LSU punched their ticket. They did enough. And in fact, they didn't need to sweat much at all. They weren't one of the last four teams in.
Well, yeah, I mean, the way it turned, I think everybody was a little bit concerned. Obviously, you know, you had that game against Georgia in the SEC tournament. LSU felt, well, you know, most everybody felt like, well, if they win that one, definitely in. Of course, they lost that game, so you kind of had to sit and wait. And there were some upsets along the way, so you wondered. But early in the selection show, when I saw Alabama go in, you felt pretty good LSU was going to get in just because LSU had – you know, a little bit better RPI than Alabama, plus knocked off Alabama during the regular season, 2 of 3. So good for LSU, good for Paul Maneri, you know, one last run at it. Got to go a long way from home, but still they're in the NCAA tournament. Anything can happen from there.
Now, Ben, what can you tell the fans about Gonzaga? We all think about the Gonzaga Bulldogs as far as basketball. But I'm thinking that, you know, if you get into the postseason, you probably have a stud pitcher. Or somebody that LSU could be facing, and not looking ahead to the Oregon Ducks, the number one seed, but what does Gonzaga bring to the table?
Well, you're right about that, Bobby. I mean, most of all these teams that you're going to see are going to run out a real Friday night guy, an ace guy that can shut you down, and Gonzaga's kind of that. I mean, of course, they won the West Coast Conference now. I mean, they went 20 games in the conference, 33 wins overall, so really a pretty solid team. I have not seen them. Not many people have, but I hear they do have a really good pitching staff and a couple of guys that can bang it around a little bit too, you know. So when you get these tournaments, look, it's difficult, and we see this all the time. These teams that are peaking and playing their best towards the end of the season, forget about what they did in the regular season. Go back and look at what they've done maybe their last 8 or 10 games. That's kind of who you're going to face. And Gonzaga certainly is a team that has won a lot this year but also has some players that can beat you as well.
Ben, well, hold real quick, Bobby. But look, to speak to that, man, they went. They took two of three from TCU, who's a top six national seed.
No doubt, no doubt. And that's why they have some quality wins along the way. And this is a pretty tough regional. You know about Oregon and, of course, what they did in the Pac-12. They finished second behind Arizona. I don't know much about Central Connecticut State. I don't think they're going to be a factor, although I hear they have one real ace as well, you know, along the way. And most of these teams do, as we talked about. So I think anybody can beat you. But, look, if you're LSU and you're going into this, what you're going to say to yourself is, listen, we're not going to face anybody any better than what we've seen this year because you play in the toughest conference. You got to face Arkansas. You face the Ole Misses. You face the Mississippi States. You face the Tennessees. You face all these teams. And so you look at it and say, yes, these are some difficult teams, but I can promise you one thing. They're not any better than what we've seen yet. So you just go out there and you go to work.
Now, you know, Ben, not to put the cart before the horse, but a possible rematch if you can win a regional at Eugene. And then I would think maybe the Tennessee Vols could take care of business in Knoxville. But when you look at the SEC tournament championship game, Arkansas, obviously, from the beginning to the end, how they lived up to expectations. But what's interesting to me, when I look at the Tennessee Vols, the first time since 1995 they had played in a championship game. In fact, the Volunteers hadn't won a tournament game since 2007. Well, they've
right.
kind of gone from the outhouse to the penthouse in baseball when you think about it. Who was the guy who was with the Rockies? The first baseman was with Peyton Manning. Helton? What was his name?
Todd Helton.
Todd Helton, yes.
Right.
He was Helton was a superstar.
Right.
You know, and look, he could do it all, guys. He still holds a record in the SEC for consecutive scoreless innings pitch, and he was a hell of a hitter, as you know. You saw him at the big league level. And Tennessee, used, years ago, you touched on it, Tennessee used to be – a pretty good powerhouse in baseball. But look, give Tony Vitello the head coach. I mean, it is his fourth year at Tennessee, and he's really turned that program around. You know, facility-wise, they're behind in the SEC when you compare him to everybody else. But he's building a program. He's recruiting right now as good as anybody. And they're planning on being there for a while. I don't know if they have this kind of season again. I mean, look, it's the first time he's ever gone to the SEC tournament and won a ball game. Tony Vitello, you know, but he knocked down a lot of doors this year. I mean, look, they won 20 games in the conference. They won the Eastern Division. They beat Vanderbilt over there as far as the Eastern Division champion. And so they've knocked down a lot of doors this year that they haven't been able to open in a long, long time. And so at home, like a lot of these teams, they're very good at home. And we saw them have some tough games. I mean, Arkansas went in there and did win 2 out of 3 at Tennessee. But look, they were all one-run games, extra inning games. And so Tennessee's got a good team, y'all. I mean, they're really good. The question is, when you get to postseason play for a team that's not really been there a whole lot, these kids haven't been there, do you really believe at this point that you belong, and can you make that run to Omaha? That's going to be the question. But I wouldn't count Tennessee out. Look, they're at home. They play really well at home. They've played well on the road as well. And so it's a really good team.
Now, Ben, speaking of North Louisiana, up in your parts, I know it's not Monroe, but it's not too far. Ruston, Louisiana. How significant is that, Louisiana Tech hosting a regional?
That is huge. I mean, it's huge. If you consider everything they've been through, right, with the storms up there, kind of like McNeese State. You can talk about McNeese State and what they've been through, too. Just to see those two programs are where they are right now in postseason play after everything they've had to deal with the last couple of years, it's a really good story. And the fact that, you know, Tech and Ruston and they're hosting even means more. You know, it's not going to be easy because you got NC State over there. Of course, Alabama's in there and Rutgers in there too. But I like Tech. I mean, Tech, I didn't do either one of the LSU games when LSU played Tech. But I tell you what I know about Tech, they can really swing it. It's a very physical offensive club. When they play at home, like a lot of these teams, they're even better. You know, and it's enough pitching to get out of that regional too. Now, you got to match up with Fayetteville, you know, regional after that. And look, I mean, you talked about Arkansas. We really hadn't seen this before. I mean, Vanderbilt won everything there was to win the last time we had a college baseball season. But what Vanderbilt didn't do that Arkansas did this year, Vanderbilt didn't win all 10 SEC weekends. Arkansas did that this year. They won all 10 SEC weekends. And what can you say about that? I mean, it's a team that's gone through the gauntlet of the SEC, and look, they've dominated it. I mean, it's almost unheard of to go through the conference without losing a weekend. Arkansas did that. So that's why they're hands down the number one team in the country. And don't forget about Call the Cops down there. When Kevin Copps comes in, that reliever down there, like he is the best reliever in all of college baseball. You can put the babies to bed, kiss your wife goodnight, because when he comes in, the ball game is over. Look, he's not coming in for three outs. He'd come in for 2 or 3 innings and just slam the door, and he's done it all year long.
Well, you know, Ben, and you should know the pitcher that you were and all your great accomplishments. But how about when you look across the board, you know, winning the championship, the MVP, Jalen Battles. I mean, he went 3 for 4 with 2 RBIs. He scored twice. But look at the consistency. So when you look top to bottom, that now it hadn't been – because Arkansas has had great teams in the past, but it seems like they just screw up somehow, or they just don't get it done. I almost take the approach of not this year, didn't win for Arkansas.
Right. Well, we remember the College World Series a few years ago. If a ball's caught down the right field line, and you know that, and look, don't think that's still not keeping Dave Van Horn up at night. I mean, it's giving the man nightmares. And because look, he has been so good, I'd have to go back, but I think this is his 6th or 7th trip to Omaha, or potentially to go to Omaha with his Arkansas club. They've not won the big one yet, and that was probably their one to win. You drop a fly ball that's not caught. All of a sudden, you lose the game, you force a game 3, and they lose game 3 in that. They should have been national champions that year. But this team just feels different than that team. I think this team is a better team. You look at the lineup, you mentioned Battles. We hadn't talked about Battles from an offensive standpoint much at all this year. But when you watch Arkansas play, it just feels like every night you watch them, there's a different hero in that lineup. They can really swing it 1 through 9 in that lineup. There's no weak spots. And I think that's what separates them from a lot of other programs around the country is – a lot of these programs, 1 through, like an LSU, for instance, 1 through 4 or 5, they're pretty good, right? I mean, they can go swing with anybody.
Right.
But you get down towards the bottom, it's not real consistent. That is not the case with Arkansas, and it's not the case with Tennessee either. They can bang it 1 through 9, and that's what separates them from a lot of other teams.
Ben McDonald, former LSU pitcher, SEC Network baseball analyst. And, Ben, I know the season's going to be over whenever LSU gets, whether they get to Omaha or not, but is there a list that you have in your mind of coaches that could replace Paul Maneri after he officially retires?
Well, I don't really know what's going on, but I know if I was the athletic director, I know who would be number one on my list, and it's Kevin O'Sullivan at Florida. And I'll tell you why. Number one, he's been to 7 of the last 10 College World Series. Nobody else can say that. Number two, he out-recruits everybody in the country every year. And I tell people this story all the time.
Hello.
When I go around with my boy, and my boy was playing travel ball, and we played all these elite tournaments out there that you could go play. I mean, Melizzo from LSU was on my team. Doty was on my team from LSU. I got a kid at Arkansas. I got a kid at Auburn. Got a kid at Mississippi State. Got a kid at Florida State. We had a really good team, too, but there was one head coach in the SEC that was at every tournament watching, and it was Kevin O'Sullivan. He recruits his own players. Now, look, it cost him his marriage. He's divorced now because of that, I'm sure, because, look, the man eats, sleeps, and breathes baseball. But when it comes to coaching, when it comes to recruiting players, and I'm going to tell you what the draw is, Florida, as we know, is probably the biggest hotbed in the entire country for baseball talent. He'll still have ties to Florida. He can go recruit the state of Florida, but he'll also be able to keep all the Louisiana kids too. And he's young enough. He's energized enough. And that would be the number one guy. I love Coach Corbin at Vanderbilt. I think he's a great coach too, but I don't know if that personality fits down here. Because I'm going to tell you what, Corbin is the kind of guy that's going to go MF his pitcher when he needs to, and he's going to get his butt when he needs to, but he's also, when the game's over, he's going to walk out, he's going to drink a beer, he's going to eat boiled crawfish with the people in the parking lot. That's what kind of guy he is. And I think the folks at LSU and Louisiana would actually eat up Kevin O'Sullivan.
Now, Ben, I agree with you 100%. That was my number one choice. But does money ever come into play? I'm just looking at, like, Cliff Godwin at East Carolina. I was looking at, like, what? That's like a bargain. He currently makes right at $400,000. His contract to take him through 2024 is right at $425,000. So you hear that name, Cliff Godwin. And then also Jim Schlossnagel, if I'm pronouncing that right, at TCU.
Yep.
You know, then you look at the young Tennessee coach, Tony Vitello. He makes around $600,000. The point I'm asking you, all those names, because I know O'Sullivan ain't coming cheap. Does money come into play, or does that does not matter to LSU?
Well, there's two words. When somebody asked me that same question the other day, there's two words I'll tell you. It's called Kim Mulkey. Does that mean anything to you?
Hello, so, look what they're paying her.
That's what I'm saying. So, look, you know, money I don't think is going to be a huge issue in this. I really don't. I think Scott Woodward is a guy that understands the Baton Rouge and Louisiana and the fan base that LSU has. And he understands how important winning is. He understands how important baseball winning is. And the fact that LSU's kind of gotten passed up the last 3 or 4 years by other programs at SEC, he noticed that. He was a Catholic High guy. He went to Catholic High. He gets it, you know. And so I don't think money's going to play a factor in that. Now, the question is, can you get O'Sullivan to come over here, and will he leave Florida? Because he got a pretty good thing going in Florida. He got a brand-new $65 million ballpark they just opened up this year. It's a state-of-the-art complex over there. And so it's going to be difficult to get him over here. But, you know, I know this. I know that he would rather play in front of 11 or 12,000 every night than he would play in front of 3,000 or 3,500 they get in Gainesville for a good Friday night too, you know. And so he's still my number one choice. Cliff Godwin is outstanding. Schlossnagel is outstanding. Vitello is a good young coach as well. But I just kind of like the production and where O'Sullivan has been. And when you talk about 7 of the last 10 College World Series, that is some large, loud numbers.
Ben McDonald, former LSU pitcher, SEC Network baseball analyst. Ben, always a pleasure, man.
Anytime, guys. Take care of yourself.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.